Mahram comes from the word haram, and it means something which is sacred or prohibited. In Islamic law, mahram means a person who you are not allowed to marry, and it is permissible to see them without a headscarf and shake their hands and hug them if you like. Therefore, non-mahram means it is not haram to marry, with a few exceptions. It also means you have to observe the hijab in front of a non-mahram. So who are your mahram and non-mahram? First, we have mahrams by blood. Your parents are mahram to you. Your grandparents and great-grandparents from your mother's side and your father's side are mahram to you. Your aunties and your uncles, your grand-aunties and your grand-uncles and so on are also mahram to you from your mother's side and your father's side. Your brothers and sisters are mahram to you. Your nephews and your nieces are mahram to you as well. If you have children, grandchildren and so on, they are also mahram to you. These are all considered your blood mahrams. Someone can also become your mahram through marriage. If you get married, the husband and the wife will become mahram to each other. If your children get married, the son-in-law and daughter-in-law will become your mahram. Your mother-in-law, father-in-law, and even your grandparents-in-law are your mahram. These are all considered your mahrams. As for non-mahrams, if you are a female, your male cousins are not mahram to you from both sides of the family. Your auntie's husband is not mahram to you from both sides of the family as well. Your brother-in-law is not your mahram, and the same goes for your brother-in-law through marriage. These are considered your non-mahrams, and hijab must be observed. If you are a female, then other females are mahram to you too. If you are a male, your female cousins are not mahram to you from both sides of the family. Your uncle's wife is not mahram to you from both sides of the family. Your sister-in-law is not your mahram, and the same goes for your sister-in-law through marriage. They are considered your non-mahrams. And if the conditions are present, you are allowed to marry your non-mahram with an exception. For males, your wife's sister is considered non-mahram. But in this special case, if you are married, you are not allowed to marry your wife's sister at the same time. We also have mahrams through breastfeeding, which you will find in details in your Islamic laws book. Here are some common scenarios. Let's say you had a divorce. Your father-in-law and your mother-in-law will stay mahram to you. If your father or mother have a divorce and get married again, his new wife and her new husband are mahram to you. And if they get divorced, they stay mahram to you. If you were divorced and got remarried, and you both have kids from other divorced spouses, the kids will become mahram to both of you. But the female and the male kids will not be mahram to each other. So that means hijab must be observed between male and female kids when they reach the age of Islamic maturity.